Music begins where words end. These words are written by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. And I think Jo would like these words. She would like these words as a musician as much as she felt connected with the German and Austrian cultural heritage. But now I can feel the limitations of that speech, and I wish I would find the words to describe what Jo meant to me. She was a unique character, a wonderful friend, an extraordinary musician. I think of Jo as the most loyal friend I've ever had. She was there for me, in particular, when I faced problems in life. And I believe that everyone who was close to Jo would have shared this experience. In fact, Jo and Mike were like parents to me. Jo's temperament was irresistible, and we all know that she was quite a character. The sheer abundance of life's energy gave her the courage to fight her illness. And I'm convinced that it's not the medication, but her determination, which gave her so many more fulfilling years. When I met her in 1993, it struck me immediately that Jo was not only a highly educated woman, she followed her intuition, which made her a truly exceptional person and musician. I learned from her to listen to the inner voice, which actually plays an important part in music as well. Music was her passion, and music brought us together. A few days ago in the hospice, we listened to some of her latest recordings. And all of a sudden, she would become very alert, looked at me, and expressed her concerns about a missing note. This demonstrates her dedication and humble approach. Actually, Jo's modesty is something I found quite startling, because she had a unique gift. Most of us musicians would struggle to find a unique voice. With Jo, it came naturally. In the last few months, I visited my visits at Schulthaus. In particular, having a bath in the morning, secretly listening to Jo's practice. The music was always superb. Only interrupted is by her getting angry at some passage. Jo would shout swear words, and I do not repeat. I do not dare repeat these words. Music and her fingers turned into stories. This is how she touched and how she delighted her audience. She was one of the closest friends I'd ever had. She was always there for me, and I hope she'd be there for me in the future. I hope she'd be there for all of us. This is what she promised, always said to her mother.